and murdered in 20 seconds. Pop culture and more in 12 minutes or less.
Hey gang, my name is John and this is episode 6 of 720 Seconds. Welcome everybody. Well, if you tuned into last episode, we started talking about my history with my own show on YouTube called Video Masters TV. I briefly touched on the history, so let's continue with part 2. I left off with the last episode that my cousin Jason and I had done. This was around February or March of 1998. This was before he went off to college in Buffalo. And what had happened to that tape was our original plan was, all right, we were going to film the live action, and eventually we would, Jason and I would get together at some point and record the voiceover. So we had all the games planned out, and we knew what we were going to do, but, you know, he was in the middle of prepping to leave for college, I think, at that time. So that was the thing with, you know, trying to get, you know, the guys to come over and film and then stick around long enough to record their voiceovers for whatever segments they were doing. So, mind you, we're still on VHS tape. Nobody's seeing us. I didn't have a producer to answer to or, you know, worry about, oh, what happens if this doesn't, you know, get out on time. At the time, we only did 5 shows a year. Nobody was watching except my grandma, which I can talk about in just a minute, but let me just finish the story real quick. So while the live action tape was sitting there, I had this friend that was going, you know, that I knew from high school. And I said, well, hey, I got the latest live action footage. You want to come see it? He said, sure. So I brought it over, but on the way I had stopped in McDonald's and I thought, well, let me pick up, you know, some lunch, you know, that we can both share. So I got, you know, a couple burgers and drinks, and I put the drinks in the same bag as the 8mm cassette that had the live action. Why did I put the drinks in the bag? Well, it started to rain a little bit and I didn't want the drinks, you know, I had some sodas and I didn't want them to get wet. Well, that was a mistake on my part because by the time I got to my house, half the drink had spilled on the 8mm cassette. So it was unplayable. The tape got all messed up and everything. Actually, if you look up Classic Video Masters, the lost footage from March of 98, you can actually see how messed up that tape was. It's amazing that it survived after all that. So we never got to complete that episode. I would love to have seen what would happen if we actually went through with that and then just made the transition over to, you know, me co-hosting with Jose or whoever I decided to bring onto the show. Before I can proceed, I actually, you know, I mentioned my grandma a little while ago. Not many people saw the original VHS episodes because they were just on VHS. We tried to get it on public access. I'll talk about that later on. But initially, our primary audience was my grandma. I remember the very first episode I showed to her. We had cheats for Super Mario World and Star Wars and a bunch of others. Around the halfway mark, now mind you, my grandma knew very little about video games. I tried to get her into playing Super Mario Brothers. She kept running into the same Goomba, so, you know, what are you going to do? But I figured, all right, hey, you know, she gets to see her grandson on camera, so why not? Halfway through, she kind of looks over at me and she goes, why don't you talk this intelligently in real life? And I kind of look at her because I don't really know how to take this, and I just said, thanks. And, you know, it took me years later to realize what she had meant because I'm a pretty quiet and shy and reserved person. So, you know, for her to hear me talk the way I did on camera and feel so comfortable, she wondered, why am I not like this when I'm not on camera? I know I'm jumping all around, guys. I apologize for that. So let's continue. We left off around 1998. So with both that one 8mm tape ruined, which, I don't know, later on it kind of ruined the camcorder because it wouldn't play tapes. And I think the reason being was because I tried to put the 8mm tape in the camcorder to play it, and it must have messed up the heads inside the camcorder. I don't really know what had happened. All I knew was I couldn't record footage onto the 8mm tapes. Therefore, when I decided to do more episodes, I would hook the camcorder up to the VCR and record footage on a regular VHS tape. Now, for those of you who are a little bit confused as to certain sizes of VHS tapes, let's keep this in mind. They had smaller versions of VHS tapes that you could put in camcorders. And the way you can play these 8mm tapes is that you get a cassette adapter and you can play it on a regular VCR. Video cassette recorder, if you guys aren't familiar with the term. I don't know how many other people are listening to the show who weren't born in the 80s. So, that being said, let's continue. So, during 1998 and 99, we had a website. We didn't have a .com because, obviously, we're kids. We couldn't afford it. It's not like now where you can get a GoDaddy site for a couple of bucks. Actually, the VMTVShow.com website that we have, that was actually through Google Domains. And I'm paying like $12 a year. But back in the 90s, if you wanted a .com, I think it cost a little bit more than that. So what Jason had done for me was he put me on one of his sites. Now, this website's going to be a mouthful, and I remember it pretty well. Let me see if I can remember this. Our Video Masters website initially was i2-i2000.com/negationinfidel, which was Jason's handle at the time, /Videomasters. Now, if you think that's funky, the later sites that we had, we were on GeoCities. So that was geocities.com/timesquare/realm/8757. And that was our Video Masters website. And basically, we just took the show and put it into website format. So we had reviews, and we've had a couple of other things. Eventually, my computer got a virus, so I had to hand over the reins to that friend I told you about that I brought the live-action footage to and tried to run it in his VCR. I actually screwed up his VCR because he had one of those TV VCR combos where if we tried to put in the video cassette and we ruined the VCR, then the TV's not working. So I actually had to pay the repair charge to have it fixed. That's actually how I got my my very first job. Come March 1999, I had a way to start recording live action. I still had my audio mixer. I still had ways to produce shows, but by this point, Jason's in college, and Winston didn't really want a part of it, so I was able to snag Jose. Jose was with me for at least one or two shows, and we pulled off some successful shows then. We debuted a segment which was called Animation Central. So in addition to reviewing games and doing cheats, which was what the GamePro show used to do, I said, well, I want to branch out into more areas, not just video games. And I thought, all right, I had an extensive collection of cartoons. I had He-Man, I had the 1982 Hulk cartoon. I had just stuff I recorded off of TV. I would go to video rental stores and get original copies of stuff. So I had a pretty significant database. So I said, all right, I could probably make a specific themed segment. And we called it Animation Central, which later evolved into Grumble and Glorify, which we used on the VMTV series. So if you're wondering where our TV and movie review segment came from, there you go. After episode 17, I tried to bring this girl I was seeing for about a year. I tried to get her involved. It's like, yeah, she liked games, but wasn't as passionate about it as, you know, as I was. And I tried to get at least one or two shows out of her, and didn't quite work out. So the show kind of went kaput around 2000 or 2001. I will get to part three another day. In the meantime, hope you're enjoying this so far. Please be sure to leave comments, or you can contact us through Facebook. We're on Twitter. Do write in. Let us know what you guys think of the show. Am I boring you with this stuff? Let us know, and we'll continue part three another time. This is John, and this has been 720 Seconds. Talk to you guys later.
Welcome to Video Masters Extreme Meltdown. I'm Jason, and this here's John, our resident master.
Hi there. 3 years ago today, we began supplying tips and reviews for many types of games. We've certainly covered a lot of ground, from PC games to the PlayStation console.
That's true, John. We certainly have, in the past few years, covered a lot more ground than most other television shows out at this time.
Definitely.
But this month, we are prepared to go even farther for our viewers. We are going to cover so much ground that the government is going to throw us off our property for...
I was going to say, stick with that, and you know...
You used my covered ground line. Look, there's nothing in here about you covering... About you covering ground.
Let me stay here.
You've come a long way in the past episodes.
Oh, crap.
I didn't know that.
You
come a long way, I cover ground. So you can come over everything and anything you want, but I cover the ground.